prayer, I think, add to this thing about you don't have to do anything. Actually, when you are Krishna conscious, you don't have to do anything. Because when you sit here in the presence of God, that's all there is. Everything is perfect. And it's joyful, satisfying, enlightening. And day by day, in that presence of God, you become happier. Life becomes richer. You become better. Meaning, kinder, more loving, smarter. Some they talk about becoming one with Brahman, just merging into the light. But this is the next step. You're one, but also many, all of us. And here am I, and here is God. And I am here living that consciousness of the I am in the presence of God. And God is, wow, wonderful. And so is everyone else, really. So thank you, God. I now wish for nothing more. Now, it's a little bit ironic because when I say this, I know that there are those out there, including myself some years ago, who would just raise their stern finger and say, no, you have to do a lot. It's about devotional service. That's what this bhakti, Krishna consciousness, is about, serving, working hard. And then maybe you're able to satisfy your guru and the leaders. And then maybe Krishna will be satisfied with you and say, yeah, now you have worked a whole life like a horse, an ass, suffering for me. Yeah, maybe now I can give you my mercy. And that doesn't sound like the God I know, who is rather here loving us all. The problem is we don't care. We ignore God's presence. Some even don't like God. Some even deny God exists. And some they hate God. And therefore, it's all about love of God. That's what bhakti is. And yes, of course, if the one that you love says that he or she would like this or that, then as part of that love, you will yes, sure, maybe I can do something, and I can do this or that. But then that's part of the love. Because when you love someone, you like to do things for that person. It's not things you do. In order to earn something. I have an eternal debt to my spiritual master, I've heard devotees say. And they look very stern and serious when they say it. But hey, I don't think we need to take it that way. This is a happy path, come on.